June 10th, 2005, Carlsbad, California.
Wealthy and all these things that I can say. Then why do we so do bhajan? If you are knowing bhajan, what will be the result?
First of all, I'm offering my humble obeisances, my dandavat pranams, to the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master and Gurudev Nityalila, Pravishta Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikh Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sri Dhar Goswami Maharaj. And Om Vishnupad Astotara Sata Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, whom we are so fortunate to be in the divine presence of this evening to hear his Hari Katha from his lotus mind. And my also Dandavat pranams to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests who have come here tonight on this holy occasion. Srila Gurudev has asked the question and ordered me to answer this question according to the knowledge of the Vedic Shastras, the Vedic literatures of India, ancient India. He asked the question that if a person in this world has so much material facilities for happiness, such as a good family, good wife, good husband, good career, job, nice house, nice bank balance. He has all these things, and he wants to become happy by these things. The question is, should he do bhajan? Should he perform worship of the Supreme Lord, the absolute creator of this whole creation? Will he actually be able to become happy or not if he does not perform this bhajan? And what will be the result if a person does not perform bhajan? So in order to understand the answer to this question, we first of all have to understand what is our situation within this material world. In the Vedic literatures, it is told in the Sanskrit language, Labhva sudurlabhavidam bahu sambhavante manushyam arjitam anityam apiha dhira. Here it is stated that actually the attainment of this human form of life within this material world is gotten after a very long time. Labhva sudurlabham. It is very difficult and rare to attain this human body, this human form of life. Most persons in the modern day, they're not aware of this fact. And they take it for granted. Oh, this is one life and I will do as I please. But they don't understand that actually there is a chain. There is a long chain and cycle of repeated lifetimes taken births and deaths within this material world in various other species of life. According to the Vedic Shastras, within this material universe, there is approximately 8,400,000 different species of life, out of which the human species are very few. Only a couple of 100,000 human species. This is talking about within the entire universe. But the fact is that we have gotten this human form of life after wandering within this cycle of birth and death for a very long time, millions of lifetimes. Therefore, the human form of life is called the most fortunate, Bhagyavan, human form of life. Why? Because in this form of life, we have the opportunity to utilize the intelligence that has been given to us, which is completely unique in all the species of life within this universe. And the purpose of this intelligence is so that manushyam artadam, the highest benefit, the highest goal and the highest attainment for the eternal soul, which is evolving in this cycle of birth and death, it may be attained in this human form of life. So the Vedas are telling us that actually the soul, the Atma, is an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Absolute Soul, who is known as Bhagavan, Krishna, and in so many different religions, he has so many different names, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, but it is the same Supreme Being who has created everything. And we are all children of that Supreme Being. But we have forgotten our relationship with Him. And therefore, when we take our birth within this material world, which is full of basically a cycle of suffering, it is called Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. That means birth, death, diseases, and old age. No one can avoid. Even if a person, as Gurudev said, is very happy materially, they have so much wealth, so much opulence, and even they feel themselves to be happy at the present time. But how long will that happiness last? Oh, old age and death will come, and all will be ended and finished, and then again another cycle will begin in another lifetime. So the Vedas are telling us that the human form of life is the golden opportunity that has been given after millions of lifetimes, by which we can inquire and understand and actually learn the absolute truth. What is our relationship with the Supreme Lord? And how can we develop that relationship? So the Vedas are telling us that that relationship is actually eternal. And there is a process to revive that relationship. That process is called devotional service or bhakti yoga. Bhakti means devotion and love. And this is the eternal bond between the living being and the supreme living being. Every single religion in the world is also, in more or less, they are telling the same message, that we must learn to have love for the supreme being. But in the Vedas, it is told that that development, the process for developing that supreme love, which is completely non-sectarian and has nothing to do with different religious faiths and ideologies, it is very simple. It is defined in one verse. It says, Savai Pungsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktira Pokshaje Ahoituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. Here it is told, what is the topmost process? It is called Param Dharma. The topmost process by which the living being can develop a Bhaktir Ahokshaje. Pure love and devotion to the Supreme Lord, Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means that He is beyond the range of our material senses and our material mind, but yet He is existing in His spiritual realm, His eternal realm. So the process by which we can connect with Him is called pure bhakti. And that bhakti has to have two qualities. Yato bhakti adhokshaja, ahoituki apratihata. Ahoituki means that it is not motivated. Not that I am approaching God, oh God, give me some material wealth in this world. Oh God, please solve my material problems. Please arrange for my son or daughter to be married. Please make my business successful, etc. This is called motivated devotion to God. God already knows everything, and He is maintaining every single living being within the universe. Otherwise, how are the millions of
species of life getting their daily food. Millions and billions and uncountable species are all being maintained by the Supreme Creator. So there is no need to approach Him for anything material. That is called ahoituki, that I am not asking Him to fulfill my desires, but rather I am coming to fulfill His desires. And the other quality, ahoituki apratihata. Apratihata means that it is not being halted or discontinued under any circumstance. It is unbreakable. Like a flowing stream. If you have some honey in a jar and you pour it, then it comes out just like a stream. So the devotion and love for the Supreme Being, which develops in this way, oh, then it says, yayatma supersedati. Atma, in this sense, means the Supreme Paramatma, the Supreme Lord, who is the Self of all souls. And when you perform pure loving devotional service to Him in this way, then He is completely satisfied. And if He becomes satisfied, then the whole world, the whole universe becomes satisfied. Just as if you pour water on the roots of a tree, then it's distributed automatically to the branches, the leaves, the twigs, everywhere. So the Supreme Lord, He is the absolute source and center of everything. And if someone serves Him, then automatically everyone will be satisfied and He Himself will be satisfied. So the relationship between the living entity, ourselves, and the Supreme Lord is one of pure devotion. But if we do not perform that in the human form of life, if we do not take advantage of this human form of life, then whatever temporary happiness that we may have right now, oh, it will be finished at the time of death, and then again we will have to take another birth within this world and undergo the same cycle of suffering. So therefore, the Vedic shloka is telling, Turam yateta napatim anuriti yavat. Just as long as you have not yet gone to that final moment of your death, turam, immediately. Don't waste any time. We don't know how long we will live. No one can guarantee. No one has a written contract that they will live for 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 50 years. No one knows. So, turnam yateta napatim. As long as we have not gone to that final point in this life, we should immediately take advantage of this human form of life. And we should endeavor for that which is not attainable within this material world. This vishaya means sense gratification. It is available everywhere in all species of life. But this pure devotion, pure bhakti, it is the ultimate goal, ultimate purpose. And by that, we will attain pure loving devotion for the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, who is also known by innumerable other names. And the best process in this age of Kali, this quarreling age, where everyone is very full of irritation and agitation and quarreling over the slightest little thing, this is called Kali Yuga. And therefore, in the Vedas, it is told that the process for perfecting our relationship, realizing our relationship with the Supreme Lord in this Kali Yuga, is the process of chanting in congregation, as we just did, the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is telling, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. This is the only way to attain real perfection in this human form of life. So no matter what religious background that someone is coming from, they can chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord and gradually attain this spiritual perfection and pure love and devotion. And at the time when we meet our final moments in this body, then we will be transferred eternally to live with the Supreme Lord on in His eternal abode and to enjoy eternal loving devotion and association with Him there. This is the ultimate perfection and goal of life, and that is the message of the Vedas in very brief. Vancha Kalpaturukasya.
Chakshurunilitam yena tasmai Sri Guru Namah. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to continue with the response to his question that if someone is healthy, wealthy, has such nice family, friends, job, why should he take the bhajan of Sri Krishna? So I may think that it is I who am enjoying the wife and family members, the husband, the wealth, but who is the I? If I have some food and I put that food in my pocket, I may mentally speculate that I am getting nourished by that food, but I'm not at all. This body is described in the Bhagavad Gita as a coat, and the mind is described as a shirt. The subtle body, the shirt, and the gross body, the coat. So actually the happiness that I'm imagining that I'm experiencing has really nothing to do with me. Our Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if a man is in a hospital and his legs are up in a cast and he's being fed intravenously and he has to use a bedpan and so many friends and relatives come to visit him and they say, how are you doing? And he says, oh, I'm all right. What is that all right? So this body is not myself. This body is, as our acharyas have told us so many times, is just a bed of pus, blood, stool, and urine. So the happiness that I'm imagining that I'm getting from it is only imagination. Actually, the Vedic scriptures describe a series of numbers to describe our so-called happiness. The number 3 and the threefold miseries. Miseries caused by the body, miseries caused by the mind. I'm always in anxiety that I don't have something I think I need. And then when I get it, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose it. And then I invariably lose it and I lament. Or I lament that I got it in the first place and I realize that I didn't want it. Or the body itself is full of so many miseries. As Maharaj mentioned, birth, old age, disease, and ultimately death. There's also the number 6. 6 whips. I'm getting whipped by 6 items constantly. Lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. Everyone is looking for a friend and an enemy, but both of them are sitting within us, and that is the mind. So the body, the mind, is misery. Other living entities, either bacteria gives me a virus, or mosquitoes gives me so much pain, or my boss, or my wife leaves me, so other living entities, and miseries caused by material nature. So the real happiness only comes with the real me. And the real me is not this body. Just like we may dance and sing, and our clothing looks like it's jumping up and down and enjoying. But that same clothing taken off is just flat and it has no life. The glove may cover the hand and it appears to have some form, but actually it has none. So dust thou worst, dust thou beest. This body is only dust, and the real person is the soul. We are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Just as all my senses, my hands, arms, legs, feet, are part of me. So there was once an incident where the senses went on strike. They had a meeting, and they were all very frustrated. And they said, this is absolutely complete nonsense. We do all the work, and the stomach just sits there doing nothing, and it gets all the benefit. We should go on strike for a week and then meet again. So after that week, they all crawled into the meeting, practically lifeless, and they decided, I think it's better that we go on serving the stomach. So Krishna is like the stomach, or the root of existence. Just as all the limbs of the body become nourished by feeding the stomach, everything becomes energized. Similarly, all the parts of the tree become energized when the root is watered. If we try to water the leaves and branches, less than nothing happens. Less than nothing means something bad happens. If you try to water flowers, what happens? The thing rots. If I try to serve humanity the best I can, my family the best I can, what happens? I'm actually committing, according to Bhagavad Gita, violence, because I'm not telling them about Krishna. So, it's like one hand trying to put the food in the other hand. That hand can't help the other hand. Only by putting the food in the stomach, or only by watering the root of the tree, Sri Krishna, can that be possible. So we've all learned this from, I think, seeing most of you. I know that most of you are here because of Srila Prabhupada, because you've been reading his books for 10, 20, 30 years, and you've been hearing all this from him. So, we were hearing something very interesting yesterday, two mornings ago, from Srila Gurudev. He was explaining how Guru is one, because Guru is a manifestation of the one Lord. My body is one with my emotions. If I'm feeling crummy that day, I'm feeling really miserable, it shows in my body. There's no difference between my emotions or my personality and my body. So there's no difference between God's personality and his form. The Shiksha Guru is the manifestation of the Lord's personality, and the Diksha Guru, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, is a manifestation of the Lord's form. So I asked Gurudev the other morning, Srila Prabhupada is my Diksha Guru, and you came in the same life, and you're my Shiksha Guru. So we say that Guru is one, but I see that you have two different personalities. So Srila Gurudev explained, Radha and Krishna are originally one. Eko Bhavasham, Radha and Krishna are one. Shakti, Shakti Mateor, Aveda, they're non-different. But to perform pastimes together, they become two. And then in Rasalila, because there were millions and millions and billions of gopis, and only one Krishna. So did many Krishnas dance with the gopis? No. Krishna danced so fast. See how fast my hand is going? And it's actually only in one place at a time, but when it goes fast, it appears to be everywhere. So Krishna ran so fast to all the gopis that it looked like he was dancing with all of them, and they all thought he's always with me. So there's one Krishna, and he appeared as many to so many gopis. Similarly, Guru is one because he's a manifestation of Krishna, but he appears in so many variety of forms. So when Srila Prabhupada was leaving our manifested vision, he never leaves, Guru never dies. He's here right now watching us. So Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Gurudev that I brought so many unqualified people, and I trained them the best I could according to their capacity. So now I want you to continue with my mission and continue with their training. So Srila Gurudev told Prabhupada that just as Ram, Lord Ram, promised his father, I will carry out your order until my last breath. So similarly, Gurudev said to Prabhupada, I will carry out this order to my last breath. And Srila Gurudev explains how he's helping us to see Srila Prabhupada and his message. He explains often that Srila Prabhupada's books are just like a treasure chest. And so many of us, I see hundreds here, who have already tasted and relished and gotten wealth from the treasures in his books. But inside that treasure chest, there's another treasure chest, and that's locked, and it has even more rare treasures, hidden treasures. So Gurudev explained that I am giving you the key to unlock the deeper treasures in that locked treasure chest within Srila Prabhupada's books, or I am giving you the shovel with which you can dig deeply into Prabhupada's books. Or, I am putting a spotlight on Prabhupada's books so that you can see clearly what he's trying to say. So Guru is one because he's manifestation of Krishna. So we can say verily that Krishna himself has come. He takes two forms. One form is Antaryami as a super soul, and the second form is Bhakta Shrestha as the topmost devotee in order to deliver the aspiring devotees. And so we're so fortunate tonight. Thank you.
So Guru Maharaj asked one question. One might be surrounded by so much material wealth and enjoyment, and he is already happy, then what need to do bhajan? So all the speakers have answered so nicely, so I'll just take 2-3 minutes because all are anxious to hear from Guru Maharaj. So we should know that the soul, by his nature, he is seeking happiness, he is seeking attachment. The nature of the soul is to be attached, to seek enjoyment. But the only one mistake that we are making in this world, the jivatma, because of ignorance, he is attaching himself, instead of to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is attaching himself to this world. Therefore, he must suffer. Because all objects in this world, everything we see, they're all objects of our senses, form, taste, smell, everything in this world is temporary and destroyed by the snake of time. Therefore, if we give our attachment to anything material in this world, you will have to suffer, because by its very nature, one day it will disappear. Therefore, the devotees are not saying there is no happiness in this world. There is happiness in this world. But it's mixed. How? Just like someone eats a piece of chocolate, but there's sand inside. So there is happiness in this world, but because by its nature it's temporary, therefore cannot be satisfying to us. Also, because you should know the soul is spiritual, and this body is material. Therefore, no matter how much you give this material body, nice wife, good house, nice car, so much wealth, so many friendships, society, love. No matter how much he gets, no matter how much this body gets, the soul is not getting anything. Because the soul requires a different type of happiness. Material happiness and spiritual happiness are two completely separate things. Therefore, unless the soul tastes spiritual happiness, he will not be happy. The rough example is given, like if we had a Tweety bird, a bird in a cage. No matter how much you clean the cage, polish the cage, but you do not feed the bird is finished. Therefore, we see this, especially when we come to the Western countries, we see there's so much material happiness, so much material wealth, but people are lacking, they are feeling a lacking. Why? They don't know what is spiritual happiness. So, the embodiment of all ecstasy, the embodiment of all happiness is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Rasavaisa. He is Ananda Sarup, Chit Sarup, and Sat Sarup. He is the embodiment of all ecstasy, all happiness. Therefore, unless the individual soul joins with him, how he can taste happiness? He cannot. Therefore, one can continue his material life, but one should also definitely, he should try for higher taste in his spiritual life. And Krishna, all his sweetness, all his beauty, all his happiness has taken the form of the syllables of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One who always chants the holy name of the Lord, definitely he is associating with happiness personified. And gradually, gradually practicing, 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 all unwanted things will go away. Then one day he will taste that happiness step by step. Paramijaya Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Ki.
बोलिए वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय जय।
अतिमर्तचरित्राय स्वास्थ्य जीवदुखे सदाकाय नाम प्रेम पुराकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा नमो महाप्रसन्नाय
कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णप्रेमन्न
गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय millions of Ashtanga Yoga. The Lord feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami. And also, millions of Kantor Pranam, and to the Lord feet of my Sikhyaru, Nitya Lila Pravishta, ओम विष्णु पाशिष मद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। यू नो स्वामी जी एज प्रभुपाद आई मेट हिम इन 1946 एंड फ्रॉम देन आई एम सर्विंग हिम। When he came to New York, he was requesting me so much that you should come with me and teach with me. I told that I am serving now my spiritual master. I will come later on. So, I used to send him his DD, Kolkata, Madanga, even Peda SP from India. All his books I sent from India. About more than 700 letters he wrote to me, how his preaching is going on. I also requested him when he was in house, world of life. He was so much qualified. He should take sannyas and preach over the whole world as your holy master has ordered you. I know that when your children, your wife will kick you out, it may be at that time you will come when you will be penniless, street beggar. And in the meantime, our Gurudev, his friend, bosom friend, my Gurudev came in Mathura. And we too requested him to take sannyas and to preach our whole world. in the last our request, he accepted our request and took sannyas in Mathura. I was priest. Also, I want to say you all, perhaps you know, but not Indian, that at the time of his departure from this world, he called me from Mathura on the same night when he was passing. When I came, he was waiting. He took my hand in his hand and requested so many things that I want that you should only by your own hand give his samadhi. I told, I must go, I follow you. He also told that in Bengali that all other cannot hear. I have brought so many monkeys from here and there, but I could not train them. Please help me. I also. And I did. After his departure, I went to Bombay so many times to give evidence that he was sannyasi. His son had filed a court case against ISKCON. But I went and I said that. But now, misfortune, they don't want. They are rejected. I know what fault I did. Anyhow, I came to Western country to help his devotee. And I'm helping. I'm very happy and satisfied. He said, mostly his senior disciples are here. Who has taken sannyas, I'm here without sannyas. Those who were sincere came to me and took my help. There is no fear for their fall down. But those who are not obeying his holy master's order that you should associate with Narayan Maharaj, what becomes? You know all. So many sannyasis, even going fall down. So I came to see that how he has taken the heart of whole Western devotees. And in few years, couple of years, he established so many teacher centers here and there, in midst of forest, in the midst of ocean, on the top of hills, here and there, and he translated so many authentic books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think that if he was here, he would have written so many books, more and more. But you should know, only by reading books we cannot do anything. So sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. This is prominent. If anyone has detached from worldly things, he has left their father, mother, wife, children and everything, position. But ruchi has not come in his heart. No taste in chanting. For certainly he chanted. Tears are not coming. Heart no felting, no heart felting. Then they are found to fall. So always sadhu sangha, sarva sadhu. high class of associates and needed. Swami has told in his books of today, and I cannot repay him what he has done for me. And only by his special mercy, I am traveling whole world. Up till now, this is 22nd time whole world. Everywhere, more gathering this, or see how much gathering here. From so many countries, so many here and there have come. I think in Bejar, in coming week, more than this, about more than 600 or 1000 people. They want to hear Vaidic culture, or Vaidic culture. I wanted to speak here in Hindi. मैं हिंदी में बोलना चाहता मेरी बड़ी इच्छा थी विनोदिनी बेटी ने कहा भी था यहाँ पर आएंगे लोग और हिंदी में सुनेंगे तो मैं बहुत खुश हुआ कि हमारे ट्रेवल में मैं हिंदी नहीं बोल पा रहा तो आज यहाँ पर हिंदी बोलूंगा किंतु इतने आदमी हैं इसलिए थोड़ा सा हिंदी बोलूंगा अपने विशेष करके भारतीय भाइयों से और बहनों से उसका ट्रांसलेशन ये लोग करते हैं इंग्लिश में मैं आज टुडे आई वांटेड टू स्पीक ऑन वैदिक नॉलेज एंड कल्चर इन वेदा It is as told. Ved mein aisa kaha gaya. Oh, you should prepare. All right, two of any of you. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Indians may know, may be know, meaning of this. Sarve सुखिनाम सर्वे निरामय सर्वे सन्तु निरामया मा तमसा ज्योतिर्गमय मा तमसा ज्योतिर्गमय मीनिंग इज दिस इसका मतलब यह है सभी लोग सुखी हों सभी लोग निरोग हों किसी को रोग ना हो भाव रोग भी ना हो भाव रोग पुनः पुनः जन्म और मरण का चक्कर ये भी ना हो और मां तमसा अंधकार की तरफ में मत पड़ो प्रकाश की तरफ में चलो अंधकार क्या है अंधकार ये जगत नश्वर है यह शरीर नश्वर है आज न कल जाएगा बुढ़ापा आएगी और सब कुछ को छोड़ करके चला जाना है इसके प्रति आत्मबुद्धि मैं ये आत्मा हूं मैं हूं शरीर Physical body and this physical body. But what is it? A bag of urine, a bag of stool, blood and nonsense. If this beautiful cover is taken out, what? Even a stray A white spot comes here, anyone will not know. इसलिए भगवान ने कृपा करके हमको मनुष्य शरीर दिया Krishna has given this painful, strong body. किस लिए? भोगों के लिए नहीं. पेट में हम बहुत दुखी है तो प्रॉमिस किया भगवान से कि मैं तुम्हारा जन्म से ही भजन करूंगा, किंतु भूल गए. When we were in home of mother, we promised to God. हमने प्रतिज्ञा की, प्रभु जल्दी से हमको निकालिए, मैं भजन करूंगा. किंतु जब ही निकले सब कुछ भूल गए. भूल गए मैं कृष्ण का दास हूं, कृष्ण का अंश हूं, सब भूल गए और संसार में मस्त हो गए. इसलिए माया ने ये फोर्स आग रखे थे. Endless birth, endless pain of endless birth. घूम रहे हैं, कहीं सुखी नहीं हुए और बूढ़े हुए मरते समय दम खांसते खांसते चला जाएगा. तो अभी हमें याद नहीं आ रहा, इसलिए शास्त्रों में कहा गया है सनातन वैदिक धर्म. सनातन वैदिक धर्म माने क्या? जो नित्य है, पहले भी था अभी भी है पीछे भी है. सनातन धर्म किसको कहते हैं पहले समझना चाहिए. दो वस्तुओं के बीच में जो धर्म नित्य होता है वो सनातन. शरीर से शरीर का कोई भी धर्म नित्य नहीं है. जब शरीर ही नित्य नहीं है तो उसका धर्म क्या नित्य रहेगा? इसलिए मैं हिंदू हूं, मुसलमान हूं, क्रिश्चियन हूं, ईसाई हूं, यह हमारा परम धर्म नहीं है. जीविका निर्वाह करने का एक साधन मात्र है. यह शरीर कृष्ण नित्य है. अहो भाग्यम, अहो भाग्यम नंद गोप्रजौ साम जनमित्रम परमानंदम पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातन. कृष्ण सनातन है, भगवान नित्य है सनातन. वो मरने वाले नहीं है, जन्म और मरण नहीं लेते, इसलिए वे एक सनातन. और भी कहा गया ईश्वरा परमा कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिरादि गोविंद सर्व कारण कारण. कृष्ण ही परम ब्रह्म, कृष्ण ही परम ब्रह्म, वो सनातन है. और जीव हम लोग जो इसके अंदर में है, ममई वांसो जीवलोके जीव भूत सनातन. इसके अंदर में जो जीव रहने वाला है वो भी सनातन है. अभी जन्म मरण के चक्कर में शरीर को मालूम कर रहा है कि मैं हूं, किंतु यथार्थ में इसके अंदर रहने वाला ममई मान तो वो भगवान का पार्ट पार्सल है, वो नित्य और सनातन है. ईश्वर अंश जीव अविनाश चेतन अमल सहज सुख रस. उसमें भी यही करना है. अविनाशी भगवान नित्य हैं और उनके हम नित्य दास हैं. वली वी आर पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ गॉड. नित्य दास जीवेर स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्ण दास. इसलिए शरीर से नित्य धर्म का कोई संबंध नहीं. जितने भी धर्म हैं जगत में धर्म के नाम से प्रचलित हैं, चाहे बौद्ध धर्म हो, हिंदू धर्म हो, चाहे और, किंतु हिंदू धर्म थोड़ा सा सनातन धर्म के साथ में मिला हुआ है. कृष्ण को सभी मानते हैं, इसलिए उसको भी सनातन धर्म मान लिया जाता है। इसलिए दोनों के बीच का जो धर्म है संबंध है, भगवान कृष्ण और जीव के बीच में संबंध है, वो प्रेम का संबंध है। यही प्रेम धर्म नित्य है, यही शब्दों का धर्म है। प्रेम के बिना हम जीवित नहीं रह सकते। यदि हम लोग ये समझते हैं कि अब जीवन में सुख नहीं मिलेगा तो सुसाइड कर लेंगे। इसलिए जगत सब लोगों का धर्म क्या है? प्रेम। किंतु प्रेम किसके साथ? प्रभु जो कृष्ण है उनके साथ में। शरीर के साथ में प्रेम ये नहीं हो सकता। अधिक से अधिक एक जीवन में होगा, फिर ये जब बूढ़ा होकर के मर जाएगा तो कौन किसको प्रेम करेगा इस शरीर से? इसलिए नश्वर है। इसलिए कृष्ण के साथ में जो प्रेम है, दे लव विथ कृष्ण इज परमानेंट, यही सनातन नित्य धर्म है। एक चीज को और समझिए, जिस भगवान से हम प्रेम करने जा रहे हैं वो भगवान का कोई शरीर है कि नहीं? उस भगवान का कोई शरीर है कि नहीं है? तो कहते हैं कोई नहीं, वो तो निर्गुण है, कोई गुण नहीं, उसका रूप नहीं, अरूप है, वो अव्यय है, अनादि है। किंतु यह बात गलत है, यह बात गलत है। जैसे लीजिए, हमारे समस्त धर्म शास्त्रों में, चाहे हमारा वेद उपनिषद भागवत रामायण हो, चाहे बाइबल हो, चाहे कुरान शरीफ हो, यह बतलाया गया है कि ये जगत कहां से निकला? उस प्रभु से। स्थिति स्थिति प्रलय करने वाले वो प्रभु है, वो सुप्रीम लॉर्ड है। वो उसके पास ऐसा रूप है जिसमें सभी रूप हैं। मनुष्य एक ऐसा रूप है भगवान का जिसमें सभी रूप है। बाइबल में भी बदलाया गया, गॉड क्रिएटेड मैन आफ्टर हिज ओन इमेज। यदि गॉड का अपना कोई रूप नहीं, इफ गॉड हैज नो फॉर्म और शेप, हाउ ही कैन क्रिएट ह्यूमन लाइक ही? इसलिए उनका रूप है, और जिसका रूप नहीं है उससे इतना रूप संसार भर का कहां से आ सकता है? इफ ही हैज नॉट रूप फॉर्म, देन हाउ ही कैन क्रिएट और सो मेनी फॉर्म्स। और भी जीरो से कोई चीज का क्रिएशन नहीं होता, शून्य से। जैसे बहुत लोग कहते हैं कि ये जगत शून्य है, जगत पीछे भी शून्य रह जाएगा। दिस थ्योरी ऑफ बुद्धा, बुद्धा इज आर नाउ परमानेंट इन ऑल वर्ल्ड, बट देयर थ्योरी इज बोगस। तो शून्य से नहीं, हमारे उपनिषद कहते हैं पूर्णम अदम पूर्णम इदम पूर्णा पूर्णम उच्चते पूर्णस्य पूर्णम आदाय पूर्णम एव। भगवान पूर्ण है, इन्फिनिटिव है। पूर्ण में से कोई चीज लिया जाए तो भी वो पूर्ण रहते हैं, जो लिया जाता है वो भी पूर्ण है। इन्फिनिटिव माइनस इन्फिनिटिव इज इक्वल टू इन्फिनिटिव। सो कृष्ण इज पूर्ण और गॉड इज पूर्ण। देयर इज ओनली वन गॉड इन बोथ वर्ल्ड, नो सेकेंड गॉड। और गॉड्स of one in Krishna. Names are separate. Alag alag naam hai. Kintu alag alag. वो सभी भाषाएं जानते हैं, सभी की प्रार्थना सुनने वाले हैं और बड़े ब्यूटीफुल सुंदर आकर्षक हैं। इसलिए जब आप लोग देख सकते हैं तो देखेंगे कृष्ण में बड़े सुंदर हैं, जितना प्रेम है उनके अंतर्गत है, प्रेम से सबको आकर्षण करने वाले हैं। एक समय की बात है, कलयुग आ रहा था, सर्वज्ञानी लोग नैमिषारण्य में एकत्रित थे। कलयुग आ रहा है, स्त्रियां पति नहीं मानेंगी और कलयुग में स्त्रियां का कोई पति प्रस्थान नहीं रहेगा, विशेष करके पश्चिम देशों में आज देख रहे हैं वैवाहिक जीवन अधिक दिन नहीं चलता, डाइवोर्स डाइवोर्स अंटिल 25-26 मैरिज हैज नॉट डन। कौन किसका पुत्र है कोई ठीक नहीं, आजकल के जमाने में और भी होगा, कोई सुखी नहीं। और पुरुष भी ऐसे होंगे, साधु वही होगा जो गाल बजाएगा। साधु कौन होगा? ये कौन बातचीत से साधु होगा, अपने विचार से साधु नहीं होगा। लोग अपने गुरु में भी विश्वास नहीं करेंगे, एक दिन ऐसा होगा, अपने गुरु बनेंगे किंतु गुरु में कोई भक्ति लॉयल्टी नहीं रहेगी, गुरु को मर्त्य समझेंगे, ऐसा दिन आएगा। वो चाहेंगे कि गुरु मर जाए और हम आचार्य हो जाए। अंडरस्टैंड द थिंग दैट गुड शुड डाई चाइल्ड आई शुड बी आचार्य, दिस इज सो। सब लोग डर गए और विचार करने लगे, विशेष करके प्रायण आयुषा कलावश में जुगे जना मंदा सुमंद मतयो मंद भाग्य। कलयुग में जीवन बहुत थोड़ा है, विशेष करके मनुष्य जन्म बहुत थोड़ा है। और मान लिया कि जो 100 वर्ष की आयु उसमें सोने में आधा चला जाता है, 10 वर्ष 20 वर्ष बुढ़ापे में चला जाता है, 80 से लेकर के 100। अब बचपन में लिखने पढ़ने एक्सपर्ट होने में ये भी 20 पर चला गया, और थोड़ा सा यदि रह गया उसमें घर बनाना है, गाड़ी बनाना है, बच्चों को ट्रेनिंग देना है, ये करना है, भगवान भगवान का भजन कब करेगा। आप कुछ अच्छी तरह से रहना भी चाहते हैं, कलयुग कलह लगा देगा परस्पर, इसलिए बड़े चिंतित हुए। तब उन्होंने सुख गोस्वामी से पूछा, हमें क्या करना चाहिए? आप सब शास्त्रों के मर्मज्ञ हैं, आपके गुरुदेव सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने आपको बतलाया है, आप बतलाइए। तब उन्होंने कहा, सबई पुंसा परो धर्मो जतो भक्ति रथो खजे अहे दुर्गम दवदिता जब भक्ति। क्या कहा? सबई पुंसा परो धर्म, और जो धर्म है वो सब धर्म है, मैं तुमको परम धर्म बतला रहा हूं। जो परम पुरुष कृष्ण है, स्वयं भगवान है, राम है, भगवान के अवतार है, विष्णु तत्व है, विशेष करके कृष्ण, उनकी भक्ति करना, तन मन वचन से कृष्ण की सेवा करना, अवदवहिता कोई कर्म ज्ञान जो अन्नाभिलाष न हो, ऐसी शुद्ध भक्ति करना, यही परम धर्म है। उसी प्रेम के धर्म के बारे में हम बतलाएंगे कुछ। स्वामी जी इसी के लिए आए थे। अब ये कीर्तन होगा इसके बाद में थी, अब ये ट्रांसलेशन भी कर सकते हैं, दोनों में से कोई एक ट्रांसलेशन कर दो।
Guru Maharaj was saying in the beginning, he was hoping that so many Indian persons would come, but only a few have come, but still it was his strong desire to speak some Hindi. So Guru Maharaj is giving some a very nice explanation what is Sanatan Dharma, or eternal religion. Therefore the Vedas are our well-wisher. The Vedas say everyone should be happy, everyone should be peaceful. Matamasaha Jyotirgama. What is the meaning? Oh, you should leave tamaha, ignorance. In this world, there are so many sufferings, so many different types of diseases. Then there is the bhava rog, the disease of material existence, which consists of birth, death, old age, and disease. So the scripture says, matamasaha. You should leave ignorance or darkness. What is that darkness? That darkness consists of the idea, I am this body. But you should understand that this body is temporary. No matter how much you wish to keep it, one day it must leave you. Old age will, everything will leave you, but old age will not leave you. Death will not leave you. Everything will go. So the idea that I am this body, I will be happy through this body, this is called tamas, or darkness, ignorance. What is this body? This body is a bag of stool and urine. But Krishna, out of his infinite compassion, has given us this human body. Why? Not for material enjoyment. We can experience material enjoyment in all the other species of life. He has given us this body for devotional service to him. When we're in the womb of our mother, that time it was a very difficult situation, so much suffering. At that time we all prayed, Hey Krishna, if you release me very quickly from this terrible imprisonment of my mother's womb, I promise I will do your service. But what happened? As soon as he was born, he forgot everything. He is completely forgotten. I am the part and parcel of Krishna, the Ams. He has forgotten I am Krishna's servant. And forgetting Krishna and his relationship with Krishna, he is moving endlessly in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. At the time of death, even he cannot speak, coughing, anymore. He leaves his body. So, Sanatan Dharma, eternal religion. That means what is existing now. What was existing before, and what will always exist in the future. What is eternally present, that is called Sanatan. So what relationship is between two objects? This is called dharma. Therefore, the relationship between one body and another body, this is one dharma, but it cannot be called eternal dharma, eternal religion. Why? Because those bodies will be finished. Therefore, it is a temporary relationship or a temporary type of dharma. Even we see all different religions in this world, like Muslims, like Buddhism. They are temporary, but they are giving their one help, one step towards the path. Even our Hindu Dharma, it has some significance, some importance, because it's related to Krishna. All Hindus know Krishna except Krishna, therefore it's a little pure. But what is real Sanatan Dharma? Lord Ramaji says, Ho Bhagyam. Nanda Gopa Brajasikam Yam Mitram Paramananda Puna Brahma Sanatanam. Lord Brahma has said, Oh Krishna, he is the Sanatan Vastu. He is one eternally existing fact. Brahmaji has also said, Iswa Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. There Lord Brahma, who is our original Guru, he said, Krishna is Parabrahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. And the individual soul, who is he? Mame Vamsa Jiva Roka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, O Arjuna, all living entities, all souls are my part and parcel. fragmented part. Iswar angs jiva avanasi chetan amana sahasukurasi. Again and again, the scriptures are saying the same thing. The jiva, individual soul, has an eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, just like the part has relationship with the whole. These days we see Buddhism is so much prominent in the world, but you should understand that Buddhism is complete rubbish, because they have the idea that everything has come from zero, and at the stage of perfection you will also go back to that zero. This is ridiculous, because this world, how anything can come from zero? The scripture never says the absolute truth is zero. Om puna punamidam puna punasya udachati. The scriptures say from the beginning the Supreme Lord is completely whole. Therefore Krishna, he knows all languages, all prayers. He has all types of forms, all qualities. So, Prem Dharma is real Sanatana Dharma. Prem means the loving relationship between one eternal object and another eternal object. One eternal object being the individual soul, the other eternal object being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That relationship that we have with Krishna, which we have forgotten, but is always existing, that is called Prem Dharma. Therefore, Prem cannot, love cannot be from one body to another body, because these bodies are temporary. Someone may say, I love my wife, but when she's dead and finished, then how you love her? What loving relationship you can have there? Some people also are of the opinion, Bhagavan is arupa, anadi, nirgun, nirashakti. All the absolute truth has no form, no qualities, no pastimes. He is just an energy or a big zero. But this is completely wrong. Therefore in all scriptures, even we look in the Bible, it said God has made man after his own image and likeness. The Quran has also said, Ya inamaham men surahim. The Quran says that God has made man after his own likeness. Therefore, if God is a zero, or God has no form, then how he has created all these millions of forms in this world? Therefore, this is now the age of darkness, or Kali Yuga. In the Bhagavatam it describes 60,000 saints. They were having a big assembly. And now we're thinking, now this is 5,000 years ago. Now is a big problem. The age of Kali Yuga is approaching. That age of Kali Yuga has many symptoms. The first one given, in age of Kali Yuga, women are not chaste. Even they are very quickly to change their husbands. Bhagavan said even 25 times they're married, but still not satisfied.
Men also.
But women was mentioned first. Also, what is the symptom of a sadhu, a so-called saintly person? These days, who is declared to be a big saint? That person who can abuse you the most. He is paka sadhu. Therefore, in this age of Kali Yuga, a saintly person will only be judged by his speech, not how he lives and his activities. Also, many so-called gurus are here in Kali Yuga, but they have no touch of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead whatsoever. Most of those gurus are so-called false rascals. Nonsense. And the so-called disciples also in Kali Yuga, most are also like that. Even they have the constant conception that guru is an ordinary person. Even the guru is bona fide. The disciples in Kali Yuga are so much unfortunate. They think, oh, guru has material qualities. He's like us. He's like a mortal person with a material body. Even these days, many disciples are thinking, oh, I can't wait till Guru is finished, he's left, then I can become next Guru, next Acharya. People are thinking like this. In Kali Yuga, people have very short lifespan. They only live 100 years maximum. But we know 50 years is lost by sleep, 20 years is lost by old age, 10 years is lost as an infant. Therefore, life is very short. There's so much argument, quarrel for no reason. Therefore, Bhagavatam comes out very boldly. My brothers, give up all these temporary relationships in this world and you should accept Sanatana Dharma, that is Seva, or the religion of service to the Supreme Lord. Paradharma, Bhakti. Therefore, that Bhakti has symptoms. In that devotee, there will be no desire for material enjoyment. no other desires, anya vilasita sunyam. His bhakti will not be covered by karma or by jnana. So this is Guru Maharaj giving good, nice introduction. What is this Sanatana Dharma, or eternal religion of the soul?
Thank you. मैंने भागवत का जो श्लोक कहा, परीक्षित महाराज जी मर रहे थे, 7 दिन में उनको सांप डसने वाला था, उसके बाद में मरेंगे, और उसी समय सुखदेव गोस्वामी और उनको बतला रहे हैं, क्या बतला रहे हैं, उसी का श्री अरूप गोस्वामी ने ट्रांसलेशन किया है, अन्ना अभिलाषिता शून्य ज्ञान कर्मात्तम अनुकुल्ले कृष्ण अनुशीलनम भक्ति। श्रीमद् भागवत में, वेदों में, उपनिषदों में जो कुछ भक्ति का डिफिनेशन बतलाया गया, परिभाषा बतलाया गया, उस सबको क्रोड़ीभूत करते हुए, सबको अपने अंदर में रखते हुए एक परिभाषा लिखा। इन उपनिषद उपनिषद में ये लिखा गया, जस्य देवे परात् जथा देवे तथा गुरु तस्यते कथिता ही आत्मा प्रकाशन्ते महात्मना। क्या मीनिंग है इसका, जस्य देवे पराभक्ति, दोज हू हैव पराभक्ति टू सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, जिनको परब्रह्म में, स्वयं भगवान में पराभक्ति है। पराभक्ति मीन्स प्रेमाभक्ति। प्रेमाभक्ति कैसी, प्रेमाभक्ति ब्रजवासियों में प्रेमाभक्ति, और उनमें सबसे अधिक गोपियों में वो प्रेम भक्ति है, और सबसे अधिक कहां है, तो ये प्रेमाभक्ति है। इस प्रकार से उनके अनुगत्य में जो भक्ति होगी पराभक्ति, जैसे भगवान के प्रति है ठीक वैसे ही गुरु के प्रति। इसको समझो, एज योर भक्ति इज इन प्रभु कृष्ण, पराभक्ति प्रेमाभक्ति गोपी भक्ति ब्रज भक्ति, this should be applied to your not less than some more, and if you are not doing as you are thinking that Krishna is transcendental Sachidananda, what about guru, same parabhakti jas deve parabhakti jatha deve tatha guru, don't think him less, सक्षात परिप्रेण उनको मत बुद्धि न असूए तो डोंट थिंक दैट इज मॉर्टल। आचार्य मां भी जान गया नौ मान्य तक ही पार्टली एक्सपीरियंस एंड पार्टली नॉट एक्सपीरियंस्ड, व्हाट इज दिस बोगस थिंग। So we should always loyal to Krishna and same loyalty to Guru. If you are not doing, then what doing? You are cutting your head yourself. तब तुम अपना शरीर सिर अपने का आत्मघाती है, ये इसका मीनिंग है। तो अन्नाभिलाषिता शून्यम, what is the need of a broker in bhakti? इमीडिएटर वो ब्रोकर, वी शुड डायरेक्टली, हम लोग तो भगवान को डायरेक्टली भजन कर सकते हैं, भगवान को फूल अर्पण करेंगे, ये ब्रोकर को देने की दलाली क्या जरूरत है, कोई जरूरत नहीं, ऐसा नहीं होगा। गुरु इज मोस्ट बिलवेड टू कृष्ण and Krishna is most beloved to Gurudev, so guidance should be there.
If we have no guru, then in worshipping, in your trance, your meditating, your chanting, to whom you will do guru, pranam? Understand? You cannot do pranam. Krishna cannot accept your pranam if you have not taken diksha of Vishnu. Never he will take. Kyon? Unko vishwas nahi hoga. Whether he will give me poison or what? What is poison? Karma, gyan, yog, mishrit bhakti. So Krishna will not accept without. So we must accept a guru. Krishna accepted guru. Ram accepted guru. Even Vyas came, who was Narayan, and he accepted guru to Narada to also, for Kumar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he accepted guru. So we must accept guru. So, anna vidasita sunyam, jnana karmadhyana pratam, ankullena krishnam svidanam bhakti. Meaning kya? Jab hum apne tan se, man se, vachan se, apni man ke atit bhavnaon se, sab ki cheshta hogi krishna ko prasann karne ke liye, to ye bhakti hogi. Ubi guru ke aur vaishnavon ke anugatya mein aur taigatharavat avachinna gati उसमें अन्न अभिलाष कृष्ण प्रसन्न हो इसके अतिरिक्त और कोई अभिलाषा न हो ज्ञान और कर्म के द्वारा वो भक्ति ढकी न हो कर्म और ज्ञान होना जरूरी है नहीं तो जीवन का मेंटेन हम नहीं कर सकते जरूरत है किंतु वह कर्म जो भक्ति को ढकते आसान है जैसे महाराज हरिश्चंद्र कहते मैं सत्य बोलूंगा मेरा नाम हरिश्चंद्र है किंतु ये झूठा जगत में जितने ये चीजें हैं सब झूठी है शरीर ही नश्वर है तो उसका नाम और ये सब तो झूठा है इसलिए उनका सत्यवादिता भी झूठी उन्होंने झूठा दान कर दिया अपने राज्य को समझा कि मेरा राज्य राज्य किसका था भगवान का शरीर भी उन्होंने समझा कि मेरा शरीर है और मैं राजा हूं मेरी स्त्री ये सत्य है पुत्र योगिता विश्वामित्र ने देखा अरे इनके कुल में आएगा रामचंद्र जी और ये ऐसा है इसलिए इसको ज्ञान देना चाहिए इसलिए उसका पुत्र रात में मर गया अपने बेटे को और बहू को बेचना पड़ा बाजार में काशी में पैसा तो उठाना पड़ा और रोहितास जब मर गया उसका संस्कार करने के लिए आया उस समय में हरिचंद्र जी ने कहा देखा जी अरे ये तो मेरी स्त्री और मेरा बेटा अभी भी भाव नहीं गया बिजली कड़की और उन्होंने देखा रोने लगे कबीर जी खेती कहा तुम कुछ दे करके तब टैक्स दे करके करो संस्कार तब जब ही उसकी स्त्री अपना अंतर फाड़ने लगी देने के लिए क्यों हमें विश्वामित्री जी प्रकट हुए धर्मराज युधिष्ठिर धर्मराज और सभी लोग कहा कि देखो तुम सत्य नहीं है तुम्हारा ये पृथ्वी नहीं है तुम्हारा शरीर ही नहीं है इसलिए सब झूठा है समझो ये आत्मा इसके अंदर में है आत्मा से भगवान का संबंध है वही संबंध नित्य है अब तुम भजन करने के लिए जाओ रोहितास को ये धर्म नहीं है परम धर्म नहीं है इसके बाद में एक और चीज को समझिए अन्नाभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्म अनाप्रितम अनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुसूल कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करने के लिए सभी सारी हमारी चेष्टा होना चाहिए What ever we do to please Krishna? Bas ek. Why to please? Not like Dhruva. Dhruva wanted to please Krishna, Narayan, Parva. came down. But this is not what it is. इसलिए ध्रुव की जो भक्ति है वो भी शुद्ध नहीं है. हरिश्चंद्र दधीचि और सीवी को आप लोग नाम जानते हैं. एक कबूतर के लिए अपना शरीर का टुकड़ा टुकड़ा सब दे दिया. ये धर्म नहीं है, परम धर्म नहीं है. थोड़ा सा और आगे बढ़िए. ज्ञानी भक्त जो लोग ज्ञान मिश्रा भक्ति करेंगे, भक्ति तो है कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करने के लिए, किंतु ज्ञान के मिश्र के द्वारा वो मुक्ति चाहते हैं, तब तक गड़बड़ हो जाएगी. इसलिए वो लोग ज्ञानी हैं. ज्ञानी भक्त दूसरे होते हैं. विषम पितामह, सुखदेव गोस्वामी और चारों कुमार, ये लोग ज्ञानी भक्त. इनसे भी श्रेष्ठ कौन है? शुद्ध भक्त अम्बरीश महाराज. ये इनके भगवान को भूख लगती है, प्यास लगती है, और वृंदावन में रह करके वृंदावन की परिक्रमा करते हैं. मन से भगवान का चिंतन करते हैं, शरीर से ही प्रणाम करते हैं, समस्त इंद्रियों को ही भगवान की सेवा में लगा रखा है. इसलिए अम्बरीश महाराज शुद्ध भक्तों से श्रेष्ठ है. उनसे भी श्रेष्ठ कौन है? प्रेमी भक्त हनुमान जी. तन से, मन से, वचन से राम की सेवा करते हैं. राम के बिना रह नहीं सकते और राम भी उनके बिना नहीं रह सकते. किंतु इतना होने पर भी थोड़ा सा उनकी भक्ति में कमी है. वो कमी क्या है? राम को अखबार में लेकर चुंबन नहीं कर सकते, जूठा नहीं खिला सकते, एक पलंग पर नहीं बैठ सकते. गौरव विश्व उनका दास है. इनसे भी श्रेष्ठ भक्त हैं कौन? पांडव. किसलिए? एक पलंग पर अर्जुन के साथ में सोते हैं, सखा करते हैं, उनके घोड़े धोते हैं, उनके आज्ञा का पालन करते हैं. ले चलो रथ, दोनों सेनाओं के बीच में ले गए. उनके घोड़ों को भी धोते हैं, पानी पिलाते हैं. तो कृष्ण की तो बात है, अपने अर्जुन के साथ ही बने और हनुमान जी को भी उनकी सेवा में नियुक्त कर दिया. द्रौपदी को वो सखी मानते हैं, गोपी और जैसी सखी मानते हैं. अपनी बहन की शादी दे दी ना अर्जुन के साथ में, सुभद्रा की शादी कर दी. इसलिए प्रेमी भक्त श्रेष्ठ है. उनसे भी, उनमें भी कुछ कमी है. अर्जुन को भी स्वरूप दिखलाया, डर गए, हाथ जोड़कर तिरस्कार दे रहे. आपको जो मैंने सखा कहा है, मित्र कहा है, मैं इसके लिए अनुताप करता हूं. आप जगत के ईश्वर हैं, सर्वव्यापी हैं. जब हम भी स्वरूप देकर हाथ जोड़ करके उनसे प्रार्थना कर रहे, डर गए. उद्धव जी उनसे श्रेष्ठ हैं, प्रेमातुर भक्त हैं. क्यों? उनके सखा हैं, मित्र हैं, उनके सेनापति हैं, मंत्री हैं, उपदेशक हैं, बृहस्पति के शिष्य हैं. इसलिए उनको ब्रज में भेजा. यहां तक तो भक्त हुए जो कृष्ण की सेवा कर रहे हैं, किंतु इन लोगों में भी बहुत कमी है. यदि कृष्ण की सेवा करना और देखना चाहो, ब्रज में चलो. वहां पर सखा कौन है? दाम, सिदाम, सुबल, मधुमंगल, कोकिल, भरिंग, बसंत इत्यादि उनके सिंह. जूठा खाते हुए उनके मुख में खिला देते हैं. सो रहा है तो उसको उठा करके उठा देते हैं. कभी कृष्ण के कंधे पर बैठ करके चलो घोड़ों के जैसे चलो. ऐसा कोई कर सकता है? इसलिए सखा लोग श्रेष्ठ हैं. और इन सखाओं में भी यह फिकर नहीं है कृष्ण ने खाया कि नहीं. ममता कुछ कम है. वो ममता कहां जाकर के पूरी होती है? मैया जशोदा नंद बाबा के प्रेम में. ये उससे भी श्रेष्ठ. जशोदा जी बच्चों के साथ में खेल रहा है, रुक्मिणी को भेजे, रोहिणी को भेजेंगे, बुला लाओ, और नहीं आता, इधर उधर भागता है, अपने जाति में, और उसे पकड़ करके लिया, कैसे वैसे नहीं, एक बार बांध दिया रस्सी से, ओखल में बांध दिया। आज तक किसी ने उनको बांधा नहीं, किंतु यशोदा ने अपने प्रेम से, बात्सल्य प्रेम से उनको बांध, उद्धव बांधेगा कि प्रहलाद बांधेंगे नृसिंहदेव को, ना सीता जी भरत राम लक्ष्मण भरत जी राम को बांध लेंगे, कोई भी नहीं, कौशल्या भी नहीं बांध सकी। यशोदा मैया का प्रेम, नंद बाबा का प्रेम इतना ऊंचा है, कभी उनको शासन करते हैं, हाथ में लग के मारू और कृष्ण जी मर भैया मर, इनमें भी कुछ कमी है, अपने समस्त अंगों से कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं कर सकती, इनसे गोपियां, गोपियां सबसे श्रेष्ठ हैं, और इन गोपियों में भी श्रेष्ठ कौन है, राधिका जी का प्रेम, राधिका जी का प्रेम, कृष्ण को लोभ हुआ और इसीलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में, सचिनंदन के रूप में गए, और राधिका जी को की ब्यूटी को उधार मांगा और उनके रूप को उधार मांगा, उनके भाव को, माधवनाथ के भाव को और सचिनंदन के रूप में, इसलिए गोपी प्रेम सबसे श्रेष्ठ है। इसलिए उद्धव जी ने क्या कहा, आशाम हो चरण रे तुषाम हम श्याम वृंदावने किम कुल मन तौ जन सजन राज्य पतन चहित्वा भेजे मुकुंद पदवीम। आशा महोचर उद्धव जी प्रार्थना करते हैं, ब्रज में गए गोपियों के प्रेम पाठशाला में भर्ती होने के लिए, कॉलेज में यूनिवर्सिटी में गोपियों ने रिजेक्ट कर दिया, तुम्हारे में क्वालिफिकेशन नहीं, इसलिए भर्ती नहीं किया, किंतु स्कूल का बिल्डिंग देखा और प्रोफेसरों को देखा, कौन ललिता विशाखा हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट एंड हु वाज प्रिंसिपल डायरेक्टर राधिका आश्रम, नो एडमिशन, रिटर्न पेरेंट मत ना, बट ही सॉ द ग्लोरी, उन्होंने ग्लोरी देखा, फिर उन्होंने कहा जा पाई सी आर्थित आजाद दी आप काम न आजाद ही जो वैसे अभी सदात्मी राष्ट्र घोषित कृष्ण सतत भगवत चरणारविंदम नस्तम तनेश विजहु परिरक्षता। ब्रह्मा शंकर मनी मन में जिनका ध्यान करते हैं, ध्यान में नहीं आते कृष्ण के चरण कमल, और गोपियों ने क्या किया, गोपियां साक्षात कृष्ण को बुलाई और कृष्ण के चरणों को, उस चरण को जो ब्रह्मा इत्यादि ध्यान में नहीं आते, और अपने हृदय में रखा और कृष्ण की कामना को शांत किया, अपनी काम को नहीं, कृष्ण का हृदय ताप से जल रहा था, उसको शांत किया किसने, गोपियों ने। अंत में बोले पंदे नंद ब्रजे स्त्री नाम पादेनु अभिक्षण सा जा सांग हरि कथोत रोत पुना। इसलिए मैं नंद ब्रज के सभी लोगों को मैं प्रणाम करता हूं, विशेष करके नंद ब्रज के जितनी भी अनंत गोपियां हैं उनकी चरण की धूलि की मैं वंदना करता हूं, पर चरण की धूलि की भी वंदना करने योग्य मैंने उस दिशा को प्रणाम कर रहा हूं उनके, ऐसा ब्रज प्रण है जो कि आज जिनके मुख से विरह से निकली हुई गाथाएं जगत को पवित्र कर, ये है कृष्ण प्रेम, यही सनातन धर्म है, इसी का नाम भागवत धर्म है, इसी का नाम वैष्णव धर्म है। जल्दी से जल्दी इसी रूप में जैसा कहा गया भगवान का भजन करो, कल मृत्यु हो जाएगी कोई नहीं जानता, एज सुन एज पॉसिबल डोंट वेस्ट ए मिनट टाइम, लाइफ ही डोंट दिस लो बट बहु संभवानते निशेषाय खलु सर्वस्व और very moment, जब ज्ञान मिला बस एक्सपर्ट कोई गुरु लेकर और भगवान का भजन आरंभ कर दो। खटवान ऋषि केवल एक मुहूर्त में, आधा मुहूर्त में, 12 मिनट के अंदर ही भगवान को पा लिया। क्यों? गुरु की कृपा से। हम भी ऐसा कर सकते, जन्म को मत खो, संसारिक विषयों में मत लगाओ, तुम्हारे साथ में नहीं जाएगा, एक पैसा भी जगत में नहीं लेकर के जाएगा, एक रुआ भी नहीं लेकर के। इसलिए जल्दी से जल्दी तुर्णम जते न पते अनमृत्यु जावत, जल्द से जल्दी ये सनातन धर्म, वैष्णव धर्म किसी जो क्वालिफाइड गुरु से ग्रहण करके उसके अनुगत्य में अन्नाभिलाषता, यही गोपी प्रेम, इसको खोले, यही सनातन धर्म है। और समस्त थोड़े में संक्षेप में मैंने ये बतलाया, सार बतलाया, इसे अधिक एक दिन में कुछ नहीं बतलाया जा सकता। गौ प्रेमानंद।
ज्ञानतिमरणस्य ज्ञानन्दनशलाकया चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to be immersed in the flow of nectar from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev. He explained that Parikshit Maharaj, being the emperor of the world, was cursed to die. He must die within 7 days. So he left everything, and at that time, by the arrangement of Shri Krishna, Shukadeva Goswami, he came there and gave him instructions about pure bhakti. What Shukadeva Goswami Pad has said has been translated, summarized in one verse by Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. Anya vilashita sunyam jnana kama tanapritam anukulyena krishna rushayam bhakti uttama. In the Vedas, Upanishad, Quran, bhakti has been described. Yet, Srila Rupa Goswami, he took all the definitions from all the various shastras, combined them all together and gave the most comprehensive, perfect and beautiful definition in the form of this verse. Bhakti has been described in the Upanishads. Yasya devi para bhaktir yata devi tathagaro tasya iti katita hyata prakashante mahatmana. Yasya devi para bhakti. For those who have para bhakti towards Bhagavan. What is para bhakti? That is prema bhakti. Like Brijbasis, this is the best example. And among Brijbasis, Gopis are the best example. And Radhika is highest. So bhakti should be in anugatya of such devotees. But yastadevi prabhakti yatha devi tatha guru. As one is devoted to Krishna, in the same way, one must be devoted to Shri Guru. Then, Pakishat. Te Mahatmana, then the real meaning, the essence of all Veda Upanishad will manifest in one's heart. As Krishna is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, Guru is also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Saksha Daritkaina Samasta Shastre. All the scriptures explain that Guru has directly all the qualities of Bhagavan. And Krishna himself said, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam. You should know that the Acharya is my very self. One should never be envious of the Acharya, thinking that he is an ordinary mortal being subject to birth and death within this world. So, one should not think that Guru has some experience of some things and in other things he is inexperienced. As one is loyal to Krishna, one should have same loyalty to Guru. Otherwise, the disciple is cutting of his own head. If we want to do any meditation, if we want to do any archan, puja or service, then before doing that, one will have to give pranam. You will have to bow down. So without guru, then to whom will you give pranam before engaging in the activities of devotional service? Unless one will give pranam to guru before engaging in devotional service. Now, if one will not do this, then Krishna, he will not accept your seva. He will not accept your offerings. Why? He will think, what is in this offering? Is this poison? Could be poison. Poison means, oh, unless one is under guidance of guru, then one's activities are bound to be mixed with poison. That means mixed with karma, desire for fruitive activities, mixed with jnana, the desire for liberation, mixed with yoga, jnana tapasya, and other things. Krishna will not accept these things. So Krishna himself, when he came to this world, he accepted a guru. See, Ramachandra Bhagavan, he accepted a guru. Srila Vyasadeva is also Bhagavan himself. He accepted guru in the form of Narada. And Krishna, when he came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also accepted a guru in the form of Srila Ishwara Puripada. So bhakti should be under guidance of Sadguru and pure Vaishnavas. And the Abhilashta Shunyam Gyanakamatinavritamana Puya in the Krishnanu Shunyam Bhakti Uttama. It means the unbroken, uninterrupted cultivation of all activities of one's body, mind and words and internal feelings which are meant exclusively for the benefit to bring happiness to Sri Krishna. So bhakti should be anugaktimai, under guidance and avichinatela dharavat. It means flowing like a stream of honey. If you pour honey from a jar, then it comes out in a very thick, unbroken stream. So in the same way, the activities of the body, mind and words, they should be flowing uninterruptedly in Sri Krishna's service. Pure bhakti has no abhilas, anya abhilas, no other desire, not even the slightest smell of any desire other than the desire to serve Sri Krishna. And it should not be covered by karma and jnana. Actually, to live you have to do some karma. And you need some knowledge. But it should be not that type of karma or jnana which covers bhakti. For example, Harishchandra, he was a king. And he had faith in karma, in doing religious activities. He had faith that, what? To be honest, this is the highest dharma. My name is Harishchandra. I am a king. This is my wife. These are my children. To always tell the truth. He felt that this was the highest dharma. But what happened to him? All know the pastime. Vishwamitra Rishi came and taught him a good lesson. And showed him how by simply following this dharma, many problems, many difficulties will come. Finally, he became homeless. He became the guard of a cremation ground. He had to sell his wife and child to a cruel Brahmin. And then his son was bitten by a snake, and when his wife came to the cremation ground to do his funeral sanskar, then he wouldn't let her in. Oh, you have to pay the fee. But I have nothing. And then there was a flash of lightning, and in the dark he saw, oh, it's my wife and child. But still he would not let them in. Oh, this is my job. I have to be truthful. I have to be honest. So then she went to give him payment by tearing her cloth and giving half of her sari. Just then, again, Vishwamitra returned there, along with Dharmaraj and other demigods. Vishwamitra told him, actually, you are not truthful. Everything you say is lies. I am Harishchandra. You are not Harishchandra. This is your wife. This is not your wife. This is not your son. You are not a king. All these truths are relative truths. So this is not eternal religion. Inside this body there is Atma. The Atma is eternal. And the Dharma related to the Atma is Sanatana Dharma, not these external practices. So, all endeavors should be meant to please Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was practicing bhakti. But for what purpose? He was remembering Bhagavan so that he could get the kingdom. So his bhakti is not pure. This is really not Uttama Bhakti. Harishchandra, he was following material dharma. Didichi Muni also. Shibi Maharaj, he's famous for being a dharmic person, a religious person. He was ready to cut off his pieces of his flesh and offer them to save the life of a sparrow. So people think he's very religious. But this is not the Prema Dharma or Sanatana Dharma. This is not bhakti. When one is practicing bhakti, but there is a desire to be liberated from this world, then this is Jnana Mishra Bhakti. So this is not pure. Then others superior to this, they don't want liberation, but they have knowledge of the opulence of Bhagavan. Persons such as Bhishma Dev, the four Kumaras, Prahlad Maharaj, they are called Jnani Bhaktas. They have devotion, but it is adulterated by knowledge of the opulence of God. So for them, God is never hungry, He is never thirsty. So superior to them is Ambarish Maharaj. In his conception, God is hungry, thirsty, I have to serve Him, I have to feed Him. Ambarish Maharaj, he lived in Braja. He did Brajmandal Parikrama. And he served with all of his senses. So he is superior to the Jnani Bhaktas. But better than Ambarish Maharaj, the Premi Bhakta, like Hanumanji. Hanumanji is not Sadhak, he is Siddha. And he cannot live for a moment without Lord Ram. And Lord Ram cannot live also without him. Yet still, this, though his bhakti is very high class, there's some deficiency in it. Something is lacking. What is that? He cannot eat something and give his raiment to Lord Ram. He cannot lie together on the same bed as Lord Ram because he has Gaurava Mishrit Dasavav. He is a servant, but his love is inhibited by feelings of reverence towards his Prabhu. So superior to Hanuman are the Pandavas. They are Premapara Bhaktas. Arjuna can sleep on the same bed as Shri Krishna. Or he can even give orders to Krishna. Oh Krishna, drive my chariot in between the two armies. So Krishna himself, he engaged Hanuman in the service of Arjuna by asking him to stay on Arjuna's flag. So Arjuna and Pandavas are superior. Even the wife of the Pandavas, Draupadi, she's even higher. Krishna calls her Sakhi, and he sees her like as if she's one of his beloveds. Also Krishna, he arranged for his own sister to be married to Arjuna. So Krishna has a very intimate family relationship with Arjuna. His bhakti is very high class, yet still it has some deficiency. What is that? We see that in Gita, chapter 11, when Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna, then Arjuna became afraid. He said, oh, I have made some offense. I call you my friend, but who are you? You are the all-pervading supreme personality of Godhead. I bow down and I pray to you. And I feel regret for all the familiar ways in which I have treated you in the past. So there's also something lacking in the devotion of Arjuna. Superior to Arjuna, Prema Parabhakta is Prematura Bhakta. That is Uddhav. Uddhavji, how is he? Vrishninam Pravaro Mantri Krishnasya Daita Saka Shisho Priyastate Sakshat Udhava Buddhi Santamaha. He's Krishna's dear friend. He's Krishna's prime minister. He's advisor. He's a direct disciple of Brihaspati. He's very intelligent. And because of his qualifications, Krishna, when he wanted to send a message to the residents of Vrindavan, he didn't select anyone but Uddhav. And he sent Uddhav there to go to Braj. But why did he send him? On the pretext of sending him with a message, he wanted Uddhav, who thought that he was very intimate with Sri Krishna, to see the real highest standard of praying. So when he went there, Uddhav is a Sakha, he's a friend. But when he saw Sri Dham, Subha, Arjuna, Labhanga, Stoka, Krishna and other friends, then he could understand that the prema of Braj is so much higher. Or they can or give their remnant to Krishna. They can climb on Krishna's shoulders and say, oh Krishna, be my horse, let's go. Can Uddhav do it? Uddhav cannot behave like this. And he saw higher than the friends of Krishna, Madhya Yashoda. Madhya Yashoda's prema is so great. Or if Krishna is naughty, say, oh, I will tie you up. And she can take a rope and bind Krishna. No one else could do it. Can Prahlad Maharaj type Lord Nishingadev? Not possible. Buddha cannot type Krishna. Even Kaushalya, the mother of Lord Ram, is there any history that she has tied up Lord Ram? There's no history. Therefore, the prema of Nanda Maharaj and Madhya Shoda is so high. It is superior to all others. Yet, there is one category of love which is superior to the love of Madhya Shoda and Nanda Maharaj. They're gopis of Vrindavan. Kanta Bhava Nijanga Diya Karna Sevan. Gopis of Vrindavan can offer themselves and serve Krishna with all their senses. Any mother or father, they cannot serve in this way. So, among gopis, Srimati Radharani's love is the highest. It is so wonderful, so astonishing, that when Krishna sees the love of Srimati Radhika, he himself develops a greed. Oh, I want to also experience a love like this. And he begs from her, oh please, give me your mood and complexion. And then he appears in this world in the form of Sachidananda Gauri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premananda. So Srila Gurudev explains, when Uddhav, he came to Vrindavan, at that time, when he saw the prema of the gopis, he said, Asammaho charana renu dusha mahamsyam Vrindavane kimatpi gulmala taushadinam yadustajam sajanam aryata pachamcha ritva vejar mukunda padavim srutipe vimrityam. Alas, alas, it would be a matter of great fortune for me if in some future birth I could take birth in Braja. How? Oh, just as a blade of grass or a creeper or a shrub in Vrindavan. Because then, only then, I may be able to have the opportunity when the gopis of Vrindavan, they are running to meet with Sri Krishna. The dust from their lotus feet may touch me upon my head, and by receiving their foot dust, then I may learn something about the meaning of real love, the real meaning of prema. They have left their families, their husbands and families and everyone, only for the happiness of Krishna. Someone may say, they don't follow the Vedas, but Shruti Vimrityameva, gopis don't have to follow the Vedas. The Vedas are trying to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. So Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan to study in the college of the gopis. But when he got there, he could not even pass the entrance exam. Only he had the opportunity to see the college from outside, from far away. In that college, the professors are Lalita and Vishakha, and the principal is Srimati Radharani. So therefore, Uddhavji, he feeling himself to be very inadequate, he prayed, Savaishriyachi Atitam Adajivi Apta Kamai Yogeshwara Api Sadatmani Rasa Gostam Krishnasya Thakvakavata Charanaravindam Nasteshu Nastankucheshu Vijaru Parirabhyata Apam. He said, oh, all great demigods, they want to worship the lotus feet of Krishna by meditation in their hearts. But the lotus feet of Krishna don't come in their hearts. They are not successful. But those very lotus feet of Krishna, the gopis Vrindavan, they take them and they very lovingly hold them upon their breast. But not for their own happiness. Not for their own happiness. When they hold the lotus feet of Krishna upon their hearts, then it is Krishna's separation from them that becomes pacified. And he is the one who feels benefited. So in the end, Uddhavji prayed, Bande Nanda Brajestinam Pararenam Abhikshnasaha Yasam Harikutut Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. He said, I pray to the dust or one particle of dust on the lotus feet of a gopi of Braja. Even I am not qualified to pray to one particle of dust on the feet of gopis. So I give my pranam, I bow down to the direction in which that particle of dust is lying. Why? Because when gopis weep in separation from Sri Krishna, then the katha that emanates from their mouths is so powerful that it can purify all the three worlds. So this is what? This is Sanatana Dharma. This is Vedic Dharma, Prema Dharma. So Srila Gurudev said, don't waste your time. Lakdva sudolabamidam bausam bhavante. Manushya matadam mittam piyadira. Tunam yateta napatet anumritu yavan. Nishayasaya vishakalu savatashat. The Vedas tell us, don't wait, waste a moment. One should not think, first I will study, and then I'll become qualified, and then after I'm qualified, I'll practice devotion, and when I'm more advanced, then I'll accept a guru, and all of these things, at once. The Gurudev gave the example of Katanga Maharaj. Katanga Maharaj discovered that he was about to die in only 12 minutes. And by completely taking shelter of Sri Krishna, then he attained the perfection. How did he attain perfection? It was by Guru Kripa, by the mercy of his Guru. He attained perfection in only 12 minutes. So, Gurudev said, don't delay. Tarnam yateta napatet anumritya yavan. Without any hesitation, at once take shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhguru and try to do bhajan. Otherwise, one can fall back into the endless chain of birth and death. But by taking up enthusiastically the Vaishnava Dharma, Vedic Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, that means praying Dharma, under the guidance of Guru, one will attain a praying like that of the gopis of Vrindavan, and one's life will become successful forever. Srila Gurudeva Ki Jai.